Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulders. And through the clouds I see the love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. Yeah. I want you to show me. I wanna feel what love is. A little time, a little time to look around me. I've got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me.
Welcome to this special edition of Pause IM Radio. I am your host, Robert Briney. This afternoon, I am joined by Jack McEnroe. Jack, welcome.
Hey.
How you doing? Long time?
It hasn't been that long. I think, I was on a 2-3 weeks ago. I'm good.
Yeah, true. It feels like
it just
forever.
It seems like I packed so much crap into my life. So, I guess I just got back, was it Tuesday? I don't even know what day it is, to be honest. Like, okay, today's Friday. So Wednesday, I left Tuesday morning to go speak at Chapman University. So I went through, I got up at 5:30. I went through Dallas. I got to California at 3. I spoke at 7. I until, like, then we had stuff going on until 10. I went back to the hotel, went to sleep, got up at 5 again, and flew back home through Chicago. And I got home at 7 p.m. at night and passed out at 8. So
holy
good times,
shit.
Good times.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about today. I'm so
yeah,
excited.
I agree. Yeah,
so
I'm
you
really
spoke to him.
To
you spoke to him once before. Tell me a little bit about that. Unfortunately, I didn't hear that episode.
Yeah, Jeremy was with us that evening. It was actually, he had his blind audition that Monday, and that was when he was chosen to be on CeeLo's team. And I contacted him because he came out as somebody living with HIV, and I really connected with his personal story because he dealt with addiction and things like that. So I just felt like this connection. So I thought, let me just reach out to him on Facebook and see if this will even work, you know, because you never know. And the power of Facebook, lo and behold, he responds back to me via email, and it was set up through the people on NBC The Voice. And they set it up, and he came on the Sunday right after he disclosed on national television. And it was really awesome, and it was a great interview. If you checked it out there, you can listen to it in the archives here or on iTunes, or you can actually go to thebody.com, and they actually set up the transcripts of it and wrote it all out so you could actually read it if you missed it. But he's just an amazing person, so much inspiration, so much charisma. He's just amazing. Like, I can't explain it to him. When you talk to him, you just feel the love. I mean, if you watched him on The Voice and heard him sing and just watched him speak in his exit interview, I mean, it was just amazing, the love and the positivity that he has in his life. And he's just, I don't know. I just think he's an amazing person. I watched the show.
I was a huge fan, and actually we can talk to him about this, but I feel like him and then Juliet Sims was the two top contenders, and it's unfortunate that they're on the same team, because that system where only one person from each team gets to go to the finals is kind of sucks, because if you're him and like you're one of the best ones, but you're not one of the, you know, it just comes down to him and one other person. It's kind of unfair, but we can ask him about how he feels about that. But I think, you know, like any reality show or whatever, there's, you know, you never know what's going on, and it's all about exposure. I mean, I can attest to that. So I'm so interested to hear about what the reaction has been, and with just the experience of being on a show like that, because I'm assuming it's so labor intensive, like photo shoots and rehearsals and dealing with the, you know, judges and then rehearsing on stage, and I'm sure it's craziness. So, and I'm sure right now he's mad crazy with interviews and press and all this stuff. So should be interesting.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that I thought, one of the questions we put out on Twitter to people was asking them what their favorite, what favorite performance of his did they like the most. And a lot of people love the blind audition. And what people don't know is when you watched it, you didn't see it in the correct order, because he was actually the very first blind audition for the whole entire show. So they showed it, I think, like maybe on week two or three of you know, the blind auditions. But he was the very first one to go to the judges at all this year. And he made it to CeeLo. Yeah, so it was like, you know what I mean? Like, he had that intensity from the very beginning. And that was my favorite performance as well, the Seven Army Nation, the first one.
Yeah, I'm not so – I watch TV, like, while tweeting, and I'm kind of bad about specifics. But I remember – I actually thought every performance of his was awesome. I always just remember thinking, like, wow, that was really good. Like, I'm empathizing and sympathizing with him because he came out as HIV positive. I think he's super brave. And so I immediately liked him anyways. But, like, on top of it, I actually thought he was really, really talented. Like, you know, I mean, it's one thing to be like, oh, that's cool. And then if he kind of sucked, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, he's good, but whatever. But, like, I honestly believe he's amazing. And so that's great.
Yeah, he's destined to be a star. I mean, he already is in my eyes, you know, and a lot of people's eyes. One of the things that I think that we touched on in the last interview that you might find interesting is his relationship with his mom. It was just amazing how supportive she was, and you saw her in the videos. And she's actually on Twitter, Mama Rogers, I think her name is at Mama Rogers. And, you know, she tweets a lot of inspirational things, and she's just an amazing person. She called into the show the last interview, and just gave so much love to Jamar and the show, and just basically expressed how the journey has been for her and how, you know, he's an amazing son. And I just think that she's an amazing person, you know, to be so open and to be so loving after, you know, because it could be the opposite. A lot of people with HIV, when they disclose to their family, they get the opposite. They get, you know, we don't want to be bothered, you're disowned. Some people get kicked out. You know what I mean? And for his mom to be so accepting of him, I think is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I also just thought, I mean, regardless of how prepped they were, because I know sometimes when you're on these kinds of shows, you do have some media training and they help you with interviews and stuff, but regardless of if they did or not, you know, when the mother was interviewed, she was really poised and they were both very articulate, and I was just really impressed with their composure and their honesty, and, you know, they just did a great job of presenting themselves and being very, seeming very true and honest and real, and I think it touched a lot of people. So, I mean, I know in my circle of friends and people that I deal with, especially in the HIV community, like, that's what they're talking about right now. So, it's great.
Yes,
it's kind of, it's just another, I mean, like, you know, with the International AIDS Conference coming up, it's just great that, I mean, I don't know what the ratings were for The Voice, but it's like, you know, 15 million, 20 million, it's crazy. So, you know, think about that and how many people for the first time are seeing someone that they know is HIV positive. I mean, it was very out there. He was very bold about stating it. And it's like, I know that he's in homes in middle America and will probably throughout the world. I don't know how it's, you know,
broadcast with YouTube and the internet
globally. Yeah. And well, the internet, and I'm sure at some point it will be broadcast globally anyways. But so that's so amazing because on like Project Runway, I think at the most we had the finale, we had like 4.2 million views. Like, so
right.
Think about that times five or whatever. It's like, it's really, really amazing and impressive.
Yeah, that was one of the other things that we spoke about in the interview was that he was basically the first person who was on primetime television, you know what I mean, to come out HIV positive, you know what I mean, on a major network. So it was
really big
for him to do. And then, you know, it takes a lot of guts to do something like that. I do want to let people know that Jamar will be joining us at 12:30, so in about 15 minutes. If you want to call into the show and talk about Jamar and maybe he inspired you and you would like to talk about that, you can reach us at 347-215-9442 and press the 1 button. We do have some tweets coming to us asking when he'll be on, so I just wanted to clear that up with people who are listening. He'll be joining us at the middle of the show.
I just wanted to mention, because I'm a tech challenge person, so if you're logging on via the internet and because you had posted his old interview as well, so I was clicking on that one at first, so I was like, wait, why is this not coming up? And so you have, it's the one below that's, I mean, I'm sure to everyone else that seems really obvious, but I was like a little flummoxed because I'm, you know, I'm have special needs.
That's funny. And then, you know, one of the big things that I think came out of this is that it, with him disclosing on national television, is it allowed for the first time for parents to have conversations with their kids about HIV who maybe didn't know how to bring it up in a way before without maybe, you know, having it talk, you know, begin with sex, you know, having it talk about this incredible human being who is putting his face out there and sharing his story. And I just think allowing that conversation to come into, like you said, the families and the houses all across the United States and possibly the world, I just hope the parents took that opportunity to educate their children.
Yeah, well, and I also think, you know, we take it very for granted because we work in that field and we deal with it on a daily basis and we are HIV positive. But I'm sure there were millions of kids out there who had, like, never even heard of that before and were like, what does that mean? And that's just a great conversation starter right there to be like, he said he's HIV positive. What does that mean?
Right.
I think a lot of people don't even know because it's not talked about anymore like it used to be. So it's great. I mean, it's great all the way, every way you can look at it. He's talented. I hope, you know, he has a great career from this and he is doing a lot for the HIV community, regardless of, you know, just by being visible. And that's a great message for other people. I mean, even if you're not on a national platform with the spotlight on you, visibility is really powerful. I mean, you know, it has a ripple effect. So that's a great message for everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure when people saw people like you, and because you coming out, you know, kind of planted a seed in my head as something that I could do, You know what I mean? And seeing people like Angina and Jamar come out on TV, it really does have that ripple effect of other people going, hey, if they can do it, I can come out, you know? So I'm sure he really inspired a lot of HIV-positive people to disclose to other people or their families for the first time.
Well, and then one of the questions I always get via Facebook and email and stuff is people are like, when do I disclose? And I don't want to disclose, and I don't... I mean, and I get it, and I get that circumstance is really difficult, and it may, you know, you may have religious reasons or it may affect your job or whatever, but if you can do it, it makes life so much easier because it's just one less secret that you have to hold on to. Yeah, there are going to be people that judge you, but, like, for the most part, those people are ignorant and don't get it, and they're not going to get it, and do you really want to be, you know, in a relationship or friends or, you know, with someone who is going to secretly judge you and, like, you know, and I think being open about all aspects of your life and being honest is always, it's cliched, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a struggle, you know, in the beginning to be open about it, but I think as you do it, it gets easier.
Oh, it totally gets easier.
I mean, like, now we shout it from the rooftops, or before I wasn't even told, like, my best friend.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, start with people that you're comfortable with and that you really trust, and then, you know, gauge the reaction, and you'll see. I mean, when I hear people, 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh, actually, I was really scared to tell people, and then when I did, they were nothing but supportive. Now, that's not always going to be the case. I can't predict the future, and there are people that are just going to be ignorant and regardless. But, you know, the more you do it, the more you're like, oh, okay. And at this point, I'm proud of it. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm proud of how I handle myself being HIV positive and how I'm proud of the work that we do, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think you can also make a difference in other people's lives, and that's what life is all about.
Right. I do want to, again, announce that if you are calling into the show and you want to speak with us, press the 1 button if you're on hold so we know you want to come on, because we have a few people on hold, and I don't know if they're just listening or if they want to actually come on and share a little bit. So press the 1 button so we know the difference. Do you remember when Jamar was on? Go ahead. I was going to say, do you remember Jamar when he was on American Idol?
Shut up. No, I don't.
Yeah, he was on the year with that Danny Gokey. I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong. I don't remember exactly who won that year.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. Like, it just goes to show you how fleeting, like, the American public, because I was obsessed about American Idol. I don't really watch it anymore. But, well, tell me about it, because I don't remember.
Well, I remember that from what I gather, from what I read and what I remember from it, is that he did get, I believe, a ticket to go through to the round, but he didn't make it to, the next round, the Hollywood round. So,
right.
In regards
well,
to that, he was
trying
to
get sent home. It's interesting with those shows because a lot of people get, you know, talent does kind of rise to the top, because there was another woman named Jordis Unga, who was on the hit this season of The Voice, and she made it to, like, the top, I don't know, I would say she was in the top 16, maybe, or the top, I think I'm not sure how, you know, but she was up there. And she was on another reality show called The Making of the Band INXS or something like that. They were trying to find a new lead singer for INXS. But I remember watching her, and I was like, oh, she's awesome. And then I saw her on The Voice, and I was like, oh, I recognize that girl. So I think that's not uncommon for people to go, you know. I mean, it's a great venue. It's a great way to do it and get a lot of eyeballs on your talent.
Right. Well,
for a lot of years
they had Frenchie from American Idol.
Oh, right. Exactly.
On there as well. We actually have a caller, so let me go ahead and bring this on. Area code 240. You're on the air.
Hi, I was calling because I just started following you guys through Twitter with all the Jamar spam groups. I just wanted to say I, in my college life, had an administrator at my college who was HIV positive, and that was my first experience with someone who was HIV positive. And it makes me kind of sad because that was back in the 90s. It seems like it's fallen off the public's radar, you know, people's awareness, people's investment in, you know, HIV prevention, HIV education. And I was listening to you just talk about Jamar. I think it's such an awesome thing that he's doing, and not just because of his talent, because that's just a given. I think he's so amazing. But the putting it out there and the way he does it and his just positive attitude, even when he, you know, was eliminated, it's just, it's really amazing. I think it's such a good thing. And I have small kids, and, you know, really small kids, and I think this is just a good way for them to sort of see that it's just, you know, you're just like everybody else, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, I think it's great that, and especially it sounds like, you know, you're a typical fan. You're obviously female and you have a family. And in most cases, a lot of people would think that HIV doesn't come into your world. But I think it is a great way because, you know, it's not, there's no one pocket of the population that's affected by it. And you're right. Unfortunately, it has fallen out of the public sort of, you know, people, we don't talk about it like we did in the late 80s and early 90s when people were really dying in droves. And unfortunately, I think people are unaware that a lot of people that are HIV positive don't know that they are, number one, and a lot of people don't have access to care. I mean, I actually was meeting with some people that are going to the International AIDS Conference, and it's shocking, and I was shocked about the statistics that, like, something like over 50% of the people that are HIV positive aren't getting appropriate care. So, It's great that he's putting a face to this again, and it's brought up in popular culture again, and we're talking about it again in big numbers. That's really what the difference is.
And I really do feel like it's a hidden problem. You know, I live in the D.C. suburbs, and I work in D.C., and from my understanding with the statistics in the U.S., D.C. is one of the hardest hit areas for HIV, and then I was reading statistics on sort of those that know that they have it, those that are likely undiagnosed. It's so shocking to me that I grew up when all of this was just really coming out publicly and people's concern about it. I'm back in the days when everybody was, you know, literally terrified to be around an HIV positive person, and we've come a long way, I think, with that. I mean, I don't live that – I'm not HIV positive, so I don't live it every day. But I think maybe there's a little bit less stigma, but it's just not – I don't know. It's just not talked about. It's sort of – it's a little bit sad, and especially I see it every day. I read about it every day where I live. It's kind of scary, and it's kind of sad because it just – it doesn't have to be that way, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think the stigma has – improved in some senses, but you're right. We don't have the fear of, like, oh, I can't hug a person with HIV. And people are educated in that arena, and especially even just watching Jamar. Like, I was like, oh, you know, he was, you know, hugging other contestants and crying and all this stuff where people, like, you know, in the late 80s and early 90s would have been like, oh, my God, tears and stuff
right.
like that. That was so insane. But there also, I mean, the stigma with people who are living with HIV, because you can look like me or Robert or Jamar and look what quote-unquote healthy, whatever that means, you know, you can live in the closet with your HIV status, and that's the problem now. It's like a lot of people feel more comfortable just living and doing fine and not mentioning it, and that's fine, but the problem is with that is that people think it's gone away to a certain degree, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more HIV infections than ever because people are living, which is great, but we're just not getting the attention we need as far as, you know, getting funding and healthcare and all that stuff.
And I think a lot of the funding that we're not getting has to do with us having better medications. People are now taking the pill. People are living longer. I mean, over 30 years with HIV or AIDS. I mean, so that kind of puts an image on the disease that it's not something that needs to be focused on because people are living longer. People aren't dying like they used to. So
that's kind of a sad way. I mean, that's sad to think that. I mean, and I'm sure you're right. It's because, you know, why shouldn't your life expectancy be 90 years? You know, why should any limitation, if there's a way to do research or to find things to make it even better than what it is. I mean, everybody wants to fight cancer. Everybody wants to find a cure for cancer. Everybody wants to make that, you know, cause, you know, just throw the money at it. But that's not a good enough answer.
And you know what? You make a good point, because actually I was talking to someone, because I think I'm going to go to the AIDS conference in D.C. in the end of July, and we were making that very same analogy about cancer and, like, Susan G. Komen, and, or I'm maybe saying that wrong, but, you know, that, and how that's a whole movement, and people really feel like, oh, if you're breast cancer, you go to this place, and but what do you do for now for HIV? There's no central place anymore, and I think part of that also is that people have kind of, okay, now we have good medications, and the concept of a cure for a virus seems really intangible, but now we have that patient from Berlin who got on stem cell treatment, and the cure, again, is starting to fall into into people's mindset again, and so that's another direction to move in and be hopeful about, and I think we'll be hearing a lot about that at the conference, and I hope we'll be hearing a lot about that in the upcoming years, because I think it's a realistic thing again. And so for a long time, people were like, oh, medications are better, but, like, there's no cure. And it didn't seem realistic, because who can cure a virus? But now they're making a lot of strides in that direction. So hopefully that will reinvigorate a lot of people.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I just want to say I was not aware of this show or anything before, Jamar, and I've favorited you or followed you on Twitter now, and I think, you know, it's great what you're doing, and I'm glad that he's helping, because he's so amazing. I'm glad that he's helping to get it out there.
Well, thank you so
much. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, my pleasure.
Alrighty then.
She was smart. She was awesome.
Yeah, no, she was definitely awesome.
Which is
a
perfect example of, you know, who I think, like, you know, listen, she's obviously, well, I'm assuming she's a straight woman with kids, you know, and who normally wouldn't be a listener on our show or a caller. And, you know, it's great that she is aware enough to understand, you know, that D.C., especially D.C., is, you know, the issues in her area, and that he touched her with his message and his music, and it's really amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the great part about Jamar, is that he touches you whether you relate to a certain aspect of his life or not. I can't explain it. He just has that energy about him, and, like, when he talks and when he comes on, you'll hear it. I'll be joining us shortly. He just has that vibe that I said it before, I want to bottle it up, whatever he has, and just bottle it up and tell it, because that unconditional love that he gives out, you know, it's amazing. And it kind of reminds me of the quote that he said in his exit interview, was that if you give love, you get love. And I think that's an amazing a quote from him.
Yeah. And I think he's probably going through a lot of pressure and stress right now. And also, he's not superhuman. I mean, he's a person just like all of us. And I'm sure he has down days and where he's really exhausted. And but his public image, he's done a really good job of just projecting positivity, pun intended. you know, and I think it's just really commendable that he, you know, and I'm sure he goes through all the same stuff that we go through, and especially being under this magnifying glass right now, he's got his own issues, but it seems like he has a really good support system around him, and I mean, I know his fans and people like us are really supportive, and I'm just really excited to talk to him.
Yeah, one of the things I did want to mention is that today, Jamar is actually going to be on the Ellen Show. So,
oh, I know. I forgot that. Totally.
Yeah, so if you haven't set your DVRs or if you are going to be home today, check out the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Jamar will be on there performing, and I'm sure sitting and chatting with the funny lady herself. So I'm excited about that. He was posting and tweeting about that yesterday, that he was at the studios.
Yeah, and what about – she's so awesome. Like, and I'm sure he'll probably talk about it on the show. And that's – like, and her viewership is – I mean, she's so influential. And, yeah, I can't wait. I'm totally DVRing that.
Yeah, I have it already set. I was stoked about that. So – we are waiting for Jamar to come in. I'm just going to take a quick little break, and we will be right back.
I contracted a preventable disease from a guy that looked good and smelled good, but never mentioned that he had HIV. But he is not to blame. I should have loved myself enough to protect myself. But through it all, I found self-love, and it's the greatest thing I ever felt. I was never less than or equal to AIDS, but always greater. I just realized that not caring for myself or my body, I was my biggest hater. I am author of The Naked Truth, Marvelyn Brown, and I am greater than AIDS.
And we are back. We are waiting for Jamar Rogers to call in. So he was eliminated on Tuesday, for those of you who are tuning in and may not know who he is. He was on The Voice, and he's going to come on and talk about the elimination. The video that they broadcast it was very intense, having him up there with Juliet. And it was, you know, I kind of thought that that CeeLo was going to give him a 50-50 score to kind of level the playing field out, and it ended up being a 60-40. What were your thoughts on that, Jack? What were your thoughts on CeeLo's work to him?
You know, I mean, it's CeeLo's opinion. I don't know. I can't get into the brain of wackadoo CeeLo. But honestly, I am a huge Juliet Sims fan, too. When she sang Roxanne, I was blown away, so... I'm not just saying this because he's coming on. I personally think that the top two should have been her and Jamar. So, unfortunately, the way this show is structured, that can't happen. But I think CeeLo's team was the strongest, and it's just unfortunate that he, you know, didn't make the top four. Because I liked the other who I know that there's the opera singer guy whose name I don't know about anyone's name because I'm an idiot. But, then there's the guy who was in the Mickey Mouse Club with Christina or whatever. And then who is on Blake's team? Do you know? Is it the African-American guy?
Honestly, I taped the show, and I only watched Jamar. Like, honestly.
I know.
Because
it
was a Monday and Tuesday.
Too.
Yeah, Tuesday is my support group, so that was the live show, and I would always miss the live show. So I would just fast forward and just watch Jamar sing and get his critique and then see if he made it through to the next round. So... I didn't really get the names of everybody else. And actually, we actually have Jamar on, so let's bring Jamar on the show. Welcome, Jamar.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good, man. How are
excellent.
You?
I'm still waking up, but I'm awesome.
Well, I'm glad you could be with us again, man.
Man, thank you so much for having me again. I knew we'd talk again.
Yeah, totally. So tell me about it. Tell me, what was it like to be on the show? Now that it's coming over with.
It was exhilarating. It was affirming. It was validating. And it was extremely stressful. It's almost like I'm kind of glad it's over, to be honest with you. You never realize how long you're holding your breath until you finally exhale. I'm ready for the next phase. I really am. It was a competition. It was a competition and everything that comes along with a competition. It was all of that.
Well, so, hey, Jamar, this is Jack. I was actually on Project Runway.
Jack, I just read your email. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm really good. We'll talk after the show because I want to ask you about some stuff. But, I want to know, because I've been on a reality show, and it was 10 times crazier than they showed on TV.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was the same for you. Like, did you even have a minute to speak to yourself?
No, not at all. And see, I am a man that needs his solitude from time to time. Like, I need that time to decompress and be by myself. And there really was none of that. I had to, like, make my alone time, whether it was, like, just walk around the hotel grounds, like, with my iPod. But, literally from sunup to sundown, we were always running, whether it was rehearsals, choreography, press, voice lessons, working with our coach. It was just one thing after another. You thought you were doing one song, and then it was changed because they couldn't get it cleared. And it was like being in a high-pressure cooker. Like, I cannot express how happy I am that the next phase is beginning. that is not to knock The Voice at all, because I never thought that I would ever make it this far, But I am, man, a brother was getting stressed. I'm not going to lie.
Well, so take us to that moment, because, I mean, I love Juliet, and it seemed like, you know, you were good friends with her, and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And I honestly, and I think Robert concurs, like, I thought, and my sister and I are big fans of the show, and we were like, well, unfortunately, the two best people are on the same team. Like, I thought
right.
you and her should have been the final two. Like, I'm sure you're getting a lot of that.
I've heard that everywhere. You know what? This is what I have to say to that. That if I had to lose, quote unquote, to anyone, I would rather be to her. I would rather lose to her than someone that I didn't feel deserved it, or someone who I wasn't impressed with. You know, Juliet has been trying. She's been working very hard at this thing for a long time. And there's no one like her in the music industry right now. And I really think that it's hers. I think that she could really win the entire thing. So it makes me feel better knowing that I lost to the potential winner. You know, at least I gave people a run for their money. And that feels good.
Well, you definitely did. We have a lot of questions coming us from Twitter and things like that. Somebody wants to know, what was your favorite song to sing?
I have to say, It's My Life. I didn't even particularly like that Bon Jovi song, and when CeeLo first asked me to sing it, I was adamant. I was like, I'm going to argue with him, I'm going to change his mind, and then he talked me into it. He was basically like, I feel like this song is the story of your life, and if you're willing to emotionally connect with it, I think that it will go over pretty well. And I think that by far it was my favorite performance, like the way I felt singing it. And we came up with a really cool, like, arrangement. I just, it breathed a new life into a song that I had never really listened to before, so.
And congratulations about going on Ellen. That's awesome and so tough of you. She is, so you must be in L.A. right now, correct? Obviously.
Yes, I'm in L.A. I'm supposed to be here until Wednesday. But it looks like I might be staying just a little bit longer just to work some other stuff out. I plan on moving here for good by June. It's just L.A. is a good move. Plus, the sunshine just makes me happy. Just puts
right.
me in good spirit. So I love New York. I actually miss New York a lot. But I can always go back and visit. That's not a big deal.
Well, I'm sad to hear you're leaving. I'm a Harlem boy, so...
really? I'm really close to you. I'm in South Bronx, like 2 or 3
oh, right
on.
Well, you'll be back and forth. Trust me, I'll be all over the place.
Probably. I hope so. I hope that's the plan.
That's funny. So I want to. We have a couple people online that want to come on and talk to you. So I want to bring them on. Jamar, Eric, you're on the air with Jamar 716.
Hey, this is Jay. I'm repping Team Jay Rogers from Twitter. I'm actually the person who you sent the shout out to. I called you the showstopper.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, and on behalf of Kayla and Nikki, we just want to say that we love you so, so much, and we want you to know that no matter where your journey takes you, we will be here supporting you, and we just love your positivity, your energy, and the love and the light that you shine.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you for those words first thing this morning, first of all. That's like the best cup of coffee I could ever have. And second of all, thank you so much, because I don't think that I would have made it as far as I did if it hadn't been you guys, like, rallying up votes and getting your grandmothers and your friends to vote for me. And you guys really helped make my dreams come true. And I want to also let you guys know that CeeLo has his own reasons for doing what he did, and that he and I are cool, and we are in talks about some things. And so I want people to support CeeLo still, because I know that it looks kind of bogus what he did, but he has his reasons. And I trust him, and so I want everybody else to trust him, too.
Oh, yeah, we definitely understand that. But we want you to know that no matter what happens or what past life takes you down, we got your back.
I appreciate you. I really, really, sincerely just want to say thank you. I really want to thank you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Awesome.
We love you so much.
Well, and I'm not going to give up. All right, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Awesome.
cool. That's so
cool. Oh, it's so nice.
So, Jamar, did you have any bitter feelings about his score not being 50-50?
Not bitter. I was just stunned, I guess. Stunned is a good word. I wasn't bitter. And I don't, you know, I haven't watched it back, so I don't know, you know, when the credits were rolling. But, I mean, CeeLo ran to the stage as quickly as I've ever seen him run. And he quickly was just like, bro, you know, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me. I did you a favor. You don't see it right now, but I have some plans for you. And then we talked for a good hour after the show. And from what I understand, he doesn't usually take that time with eliminated artists after the show. So I feel really good about some of the things he's proposing. I don't want to, like, blag it off or just get in case it doesn't happen.
Right.
But I do know that he's going to take care of me. This is what I do know about Tua, is that he is very genuine, and he doesn't just throw words out into the universe. Like, he is very thoughtful with the things that he says. And he said some really powerful things to me this season, just about standing with me and fighting with me. And I know that he has my back. I really do. And now he doesn't have to jump through hoops with my contract with the show,
right,
because I didn't make it to the finals. So it's actually a very good look. And when you've been through so much, I know you guys can relate. When you've been through as much as I've been through, you can understand that you can't take things at face value, that there's something greater at work, that there really is a greater purpose, and I really believe that. So we shall see.
Right now,
no,
I agree.
I think that's totally true, and also, I mean, we can all attest to the fact that it doesn't matter who the winner is on these shows. Like, it's about who really, you know, grabs America's hearts and is memorable, and then it's actually the hard work starts now. Believe it or not, I mean,
yeah.
I can, at least in my experience, it's all about, you know, people have a kind of a short, I think you really touch a lot of people, so you'll make an impact for a long period of time, but in general, people have a fairly short, especially now with Twitter and everything being so immediate, they have a fairly short memory of, you know, popular
mm-hmm.
culture, and it's like you have
mm-hmm.
to hit the ground running, and like, it's great that you're going on Ellen, and I'm sure you have a ton of bookings and all this stuff, so yeah, and work with CeeLo and get it going as fast as you can, because now's your time to shine, definitely.
I'm glad that, thank you for saying that, I'm really glad that you brought up Ellen, because that episode airs today, and she was awesome. She was so
mm-hmm.
great, and I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I am quite proud that I am the first voice contestant to ever be invited to the Ellen show. So I'm really proud of that. She let me sing, and I was like a little kid in a candy store on her set. You'll see that all today. But I know that it's only good things from here, and I'm also, since I've done other reality shows, I do know that things don't just fall into your lap, that you do have to go out there and pursue it. Basically, this just gave me a shortcut, but there's no rest now. It's not time to sleep. It's not time to be all despondent and depressed. There's work that needs to be done. And I want to say one more thing, Jack, that because of my heart for people living with HIV/AIDS, there's so many cool things that I get to be a part of this summer. And really, that's where my heart is. Really, that's where my passion is. I now have a voice to be the kind of activist that I always really wanted to be. So winning for me, it works very differently. Winning for me has been the lives that I've gotten to touch. And I am so okay with that.
That's awesome. I'm going to go back over the line.
I'm sorry, real quick.
When you
mentioned your status on the show, I was like, I'm going to meet that guy. I know I am. I didn't know I'd be speaking with you so soon, but I'm sure I'll meet you in the flesh sometime.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some work together very soon, Jack.
We might.
Let's go over to the phone line since they're flooded right now. Area code 337, you're on the air with Jamar.
Hi, am I really on the air with Jamar?
You are.
Yes, you are. Who's this?
Jamar, this is Daylight in Darkness. How are you?
How are you? I like that. I like that name. It's awesome.
I am wonderful. I tweeted you one day, and I just wanted to let you know, I am purely an R&B girl. And for your music to have me in my seat at home every night on Monday and Tuesday, I'm rocking with you.
Oh.
I so love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
And I think
I'm so glad that I was able to change your mind. Thank you.
No, listen, I've never been a rock fan other than maybe Journey. You got me. You won me over.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's the beauty of it. Go ahead, Mama.
No, and the other thing I wanted you to know, I walked my whole apartment complex for you Monday night. I so was trying to keep going. But I understand your journey, and just know wherever you are, I promise I will try to be at one of those concerts.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? I owe it to you, and I owe it to myself to keep making really spectacular music. You know, I am tired of people being pigeonholed in the music industry, being told what kind of music they can or cannot make. I mean, I grew up as this weird black kid in Oklahoma that listened to everything, and I really want to put everything into my music, and I'm tired of labels saying I can't. So I'm gonna prove them wrong, because I've proven people wrong with so many other things, you know?
That's awesome. Well, let's go over to the next caller, area code 203. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Ooh.
Hey, it's Kayshana for Obama.
That's my homegirl.
I
just want
to
say that this young lady has started the most amazing fan pages for me, she's constantly putting out a good word for me, and I just want to say thank you. I know exactly who you are. Thank you.
I feel so blessed. I'm just calling in to say thank you as well for just, I'm getting emotional. Oh, my gosh. This is silly. This is so silly. I just really, really have to thank you for everything. I mean, I'm coming from Haiti, mind you, so, like, just to see the American dream really happening for you just inspires me as well to pursue my dream. You know,
yes.
So, thank you.
Yes. Well, let me just say this about pursuing your dreams real quick. There should be no one, there should be no word that could ever be spoken against you. Really, we do live in a great country where what you set your mind to do, you can get it done.
Right.
With enough perseverance and hard work.
Right.
And I just want to encourage you that you were born with purpose and there's
thank
a plan
you.
For your life, too. And sometimes...
Thank you.
Sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day details and we get bogged down. And I just want to urge you to not give up, because you can get 1,000 no's, but all it takes is just one yes. You feel me?
Thank you.
So just keep knocking. And when the doors don't open, beat those mother effers down. You hear me?
Oh, the doors are opening. I believe it. I just had to go find the key myself, you know. And Mama D, with her words of wisdom, just like, girl, you better bust them doors open. Bust them open. And I did.
I'm so proud of you. And I still owe you a phone call, so don't think I forgot me.
Hey, you're busy. Listen, what I want to do is I just want the world to know what you've done for me and for others to be inspired. That's all I want.
Well.
That's my reward right there. So thank you.
Well, thank you, man. You made my day. Thank you. God bless you, man.
Yes, thanks for calling into the show. The next area code, 313, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, I just wanted to say that I've been watching The Voice since season 1, and no singer has really touched me the way you have. Your story is really incredible, and so is your voice, and I'm just such a big fan.
Thank you. I wasn't ready for this, like, barrage of compliments this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, there's been a lot of really good singers to be on The Voice, so... To hear you say that's really nice. Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I want you to know that
you.
I take that to heart. Oh, man, you're welcome.
You.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
I can't wait to watch your success. I know you're going to be something very big.
Well, let me say this to you, Sarah. I really want you to also live your passion and live your dream, because people are thanking me. We're just doing what comes so very natural to me. I can't even really take any credit, because I'm doing absolutely what I love. And I think that if people were to wake up each morning knowing what this was, and if they were to live their life with passion and with vigor and with zeal, then other people will thank you for doing the same thing. Just, you know, and we all have very unique gifts that are given to us and to us to utilize those gifts. And so I just, man, I urge you to go out there and live your life and live your dream. So maybe one day I can come back and thank you for the favor, you know?
Well, thank you for those beautiful words. You're very genuine in everything that you do.
Oh, thanks. This is just
thanks,
a over here.
You're going to be throwing on cloud nine all day.
Jamar, I wanted to ask you.
Great way.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you if you can, I mean, I know you're getting, like you just said, oh, it's, you know, barrage of compliments and people that you've really, you know, spoken to emotionally. Is this surreal right now, or can you time and absorb it, or how does that feel?
I don't know when it will sink in, to be completely honest with you, because when you're in the bubble, you know, we weren't allowed to leave the hotel for any reason. I made up my own personal rule that I wouldn't go online and read things about myself, whether good or bad. I know how the internet can be. So I've kind of just been like in my own head, which is also maybe not the best place to be. And so now that I'm actually like leaving the hotel and getting love from people, it's starting to really sink in how receptive people are to my story. But let me tell you why I can't get cocky or big-headed about it, because I still live with myself. You know, the things that I send out in tweets where I'm encouraging people, I'm really just encouraging myself when I'm having a bad day, and it just happens to help other people. So it keeps me extremely humble knowing that I don't have all my shit together. Like, I know that I still have a lot of stuff that I'm working on, and people are thanking me. Jack, maybe you can relate. It's like sharing something that I lived under the shadows for so long. I lived with so much guilt, so much shame. I carried this stigma with me, you know, who will ever touch me? Who will ever love me? And I think that it's so great that the first thing people do when they meet me is they give me a hug. I love that. I just want to say for the record, if I ever meet you in public, I want the biggest, gnarliest hug from you. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, and I mean, I would just say to you, because I'm sure there's a lot of people, especially with addiction issues and HIV and stuff, that are reaching out to you, and it can be really overwhelming, and it will be for a long time, but you know what, you just have to take it in stride and know that, you know, as much as you're reaching out to them and helping them, they're doing the same. And like you said, when you're giving advice to someone, you're helping yourself. And so when someone's saying you really helped me, they're also helping themselves. It's interesting. You just have to kind of take it in stride, and it can be a lot. I mean, but you know, it just means you're doing something right. And you're smart. Don't read the internet. Just do your thing.
Stay off the internet.
Yeah.
I have one more call. When I did it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have one more call. They've been sitting on. I just want to bring 619. You're on the air with Jamar. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Jamar. I'm Cheryl Lynn.
Hey, Cheryl Lynn. I know who Cheryl Lynn is, too. She bought me a bracelet over Twitter and had it sent to me, and I wore it. Did you see that I wore it?
Yes, you did, and I really, really appreciate it.
I was giving you a shout-out. I wore it during the performance. It gave me some good juju.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
I can really
barely even hear you guys, so I just wanted to say, Jamar, that I've been following you way, way before American Idol. I happened to see you singing on MySpace.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I'm very a big, 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 big fan.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I happened to see you. I came across one of my girlfriend's page, and she said, hey, look at this guy. You know, I met him a long time ago when he was living in Atlanta. You know, you sing really good. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, it's normal music. So I happened to go on your page, and I happened to, you know, listen to some of the songs. And I really admire you. I absolutely, wholeheartedly adore you. I've never, ever came across anybody in my whole life as a man who is so genuine, so honest, so spiritual, and blessed man that you are. Wow. I know I've been crazy sending you all these like psycho
No.
Now hopefully that one day that I would meet you. I would love to meet you someday. I'm sorry, I'm feeling emotional
here. Oh, don't get emotional, no, because I'm easily emotional too, so don't do that. But wow, like you man, you liked me even when I was putting up that nonsense music on face. I wasn't even that good. So wow, man, thank you so much. And
yes,
just wow. I'm actually speechless. I can honestly say for the first time in a long time I'm speechless. Thank you so much, Sherilyn.
You're welcome. So
your words touch me. Thank you.
Oh, what a sweetheart. I do have some more Twitter questions. I have a Twitter question coming from GalCO001. She wants to know, how long will your fam have to wait to hear more original music from you? And I agree with her. She absolutely loves Hard Cold War on YouTube.
Oh, wow. That's a good song. I was writing about my divorce, actually. I'm thinking within the next couple of weeks here, maybe less. Listen, Jack, people have the attention span of gnats, and you gotta strike while the iron's hot. So I want to give out some free music here within a week or so, just to let people know that I'm still making music. I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere, and I'm working with some cool people. So never fear. Just the next couple of weeks, I would say.
Awesome. Another question I have is there a tour that you go on with The Voice, and will you be coming back to New York or going to Texas?
Okay. As far as the tour goes, I think that we will find out. If they don't mention it on the finale, then that means we're not going on tour. But I have a strong feeling that we are going on tour, and which would be great. And if we, then I don't know where the dates are, but I'll come to Texas myself.
hey, Jamar, how did this compare to your experience on American Idol?
Oh, my God, it doesn't compare. This experience was leaps and bounds better. Everything from the way they treated us here, everything to actually getting paid, to eating
the food. You got paid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I didn't know any reality contestants got paid. That's awesome.
I mean, you know what? They took care of us, and anyone on this show, like, I know that we can all say that, like, they treated us like artists, they treated us like adults, like human beings. We weren't just, cattle that was, herded in to put on a good show. They treated us like we were people that were trying to live out our dreams, and I really appreciate The Voice for that. I don't know if there's any other network television show that would have had the balls to allow me to share my story in such a candid way, and I will forever be thankful to The Voice for giving me a voice. It's all good things from here.
Wow. Well, we love you here at the radio show, and
I love you guys too.
We think you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Is there anything you want to say, like how people? I don't know if they can get in touch with you or if they should follow your fan page. We're giving you, there's about 3 minutes left, so go off.
there's a really cool fan page that was started for me. You can call it Jamar's Fam. That's Fam with an M, as in Mary, not I don't have fans, I have family. JamarFam.com, where people, there's a message board, and there's going to be an exclusive video for me. I just thank everyone for allowing me to make it as far as I did. What it shows me is that America is more progressive than I thought. That we are ready for real music, and we're ready for real people with real hearts. And I'm not going to be the only one. I know this is Jack and I will talk about this later, but there's a great organization that we're going to be working with for people, empowering people living with HIV/AIDS. And man, there's just a lot of work that still needs to be done. So it's far from over. Follow me on Twitter, J Squidward, and I can't accept any more friends on Facebook. But I think that you can inbox me. I'm doing horribly with answering messages right now because it's just so many, but I will get them. I can't even promise I'll get around to all of them, but just keep sending them. I don't want to make promises, but I do read them.
That's true.
Well,
I just
awesome.
wanted Yeah, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on and chat with us again. And, you know, any future projects you have,
awesome.
You can give us a call. And we love you, and we can't wait to watch you
on
the Ellen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, so today, don't miss it. It's going to be so rad. Don't miss it.
We'll see you on Ellen. Right on.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys
have a great day, man. And stay blessed.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys, you can find more information on myself and the radio show at PozIM.com. More information on Jack at JackMcEnroth.com. Follow Jamar, our guest on Twitter, at JSquidward, or go to his fan site at JamarsFans.com. We're going to close the show off with the way that Jamar opened it up with Seven Army Nation. So have a good day. Enjoy your weekend. And, Jack, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget it. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my England too.